And now this is a dictation for Janet. Herring, H-A-R-I-N-G, February 1352. Address as a letter to Dr. Mautsatsom, M-O-U-T-S-A-T-S-O-N, 9535153. Dear Dr. Mautsatsom, follow-up for Mrs. Herring with edema. Inflammatory changes, questions of cellulitis, lower extremities, but no antibiotics. Wheelchair bounded, limited mobility, no falls, no oxygen inhalers, has sleep apnea but unable to tolerate CPAP machine, denies chest pain palpitations, no purulent material hemoptysis, other review system is negative. There was a visit emergency room, August. No evidence of deep vein thrombosis or pulmonary embolism. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight albuterol, Bumex, lisinopril, aldactone potassium, Topamax, next paragraph, present weight 200, blood pressure 113/73, at home 120s, 130s over 60s, lungs are clear, no RAL wheezes, no arrhythmia, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, 4 plus bilateral edema. She is residing in an assisted living. They are doing a low sodium diet, and she's drinking around 70 ounces of fluid. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. October 19, creatinine 1.2, previously 0.9, a normal sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, a normal calcium glucose, present GFR 48, no gross anemia, normal white blood cell platelets, a protein creatinine ratio at 0.15, which is normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Question, a change of kidney function. We'll see if this is persistent or returning to normal. Monitor chemistries. She has no symptoms of uremia, cephalopathy, pericarditis. She has edema, multifactorial. This is not related to nephrotic syndrome or renal failure. This likely represents her body size and immobility. So far, tolerating potassium replacement and aldactone, tolerating diuretics and ACE inhibitors, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents, exposure to Topamax, but no severe metabolic acidosis. Bicarbonate is between 20 and 21. She's following with other consultants, including further testing for sleep apnea, neuropsychology. There are discussions about neurosurgical procedures, question for normal pressure hydrocephalus. From the renal standpoint, there will be no contraindication for a surgical procedure. Also discuss with the patient end of dictation.